Hi. This week the question is, are there many ways to heaven? In John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." According to this well-known passage, there's only one way to heaven. If anyone wants to live forever in heaven, that person must submit to the Lord Jesus Christ. Most people who claim to be Christians would probably agree with that statement and that passage. However, what most so-called Christians do not understand is that submitting to Jesus means we have no choice. Let me tell you about five things we have no choice about if we wish to go to heaven. Number one, to be saved by Jesus means we have no choice about how to be saved. Being saved is not as easy as TV evangelists make it seem. Being saved is more than merely believing in Jesus and saying a little prayer. Consider these passages of Scripture. In James 2, verse 24, men are not saved by faith only. Hebrews 5, verse 9, Jesus is the Savior only of those who obey Him. Matthew 7, verse 21, only those who do the Father's will can be saved. According to Jesus, being saved includes four distinct steps. Number one, John 8, verse 24, a person must believe Jesus is the Son of God. Number two, Luke 13, 3, one must repent or change his ways, his lifestyle. Number three, Matthew 10, 32, one must verbally confess his faith in Christ. And number four, Mark 16, 16, one must be baptized for the remission of sins. If someone is baptized thinking they are already saved, they did not get baptized for the correct reason. It is imperative that everyone examine their conversion experience, for unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 3, verse 5. Number two, to be saved by Jesus means we have no choice about how to worship. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have already told us how worship is to be conducted. We have no choice. Consider the following passages of Scripture. Matthew 15, verse 9, we must worship as directed in Scripture, or else our worship will not be accepted. Ephesians 5, 19, singing is authorized in New Testament worship, but instrumental music is not authorized. This means we may worship God with vocal singing only, and instruments are not acceptable by God. Acts 20, verse 7, communion is to be observed on the first day of every week. 1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 through 25, communion is to be observed with one single loaf of unleavened bread and a single cup containing unfermented grape juice. 1 Corinthians 14, verses 31 through 35, the teaching is to be done by men only, speaking one person at a time. Simultaneous teaching is forbidden, and women are also forbidden from public teaching. 1 Corinthians 16, verses 1 and 2, the collection is to be taken up only on the first day of each week, and it's to be used only for members of the Lord's church. Number three, to be saved by Jesus means we have no choice about what to believe. The word doctrine means teaching. Doctrine is important because what men and women believe affects how they act. When people believe that they're animals, they act like animals. When people believe that they're created in the image of God, they will act like God wants them to act. Consider the following passages of Scripture. Colossians 2, verse 14, when Jesus died on the cross, the Old Testament Scriptures became invalid or obsolete for governing God's people. Acts 2, verse 42, the disciples of Jesus began to follow the instructions of the apostles, not Moses and the prophets. And in Romans 15, verse 4, the Old Testament Scriptures are to be used for learning, but the New Testament Scriptures are the guide and rule for belief and conduct today. Number four, to be saved by Jesus means we have no choice about where to attend church. The Lord died for His church, Acts 20, verse 28. He died for and built only one church, Matthew 16, verse 18. He did not give anyone an option of where to place their membership. When men are saved from their sins, the Lord adds those saved people to His one church, Acts 2, verse 41, and 47. In order for a church to qualify as the Lord's church, it must teach and practice exactly as the apostles instructed. Consider the following passages of Scripture. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, the apostles taught the same thing every place they went. Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, a curse was placed upon anyone who would teach anything differently than the apostles. Revelation 22, verses 18 through 19, a curse is placed upon anyone who would add anything to the Scriptures or delete anything from the Scriptures. Therefore, if we are to follow the instructions of the apostles, and they all taught the same thing, and if a curse is placed upon anyone who would teach anything differently, there must of necessity be only one church, and each congregation of that one church should practice and teach exactly the same as the next congregation. Number 5. To be saved by Jesus means we have no choice about how to live our lives. The Lord regulates not only our religious lives, but our private lives as well. We have no choice about how to conduct our lives, for the Lord Himself has legislated about the conduct of His people. Consider these passages. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Christians must dress themselves modestly. It's sinful to dress in a lewd fashion. Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37. Christians must control their speech. It is sinful to use curse words and suggestive speech. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Christians are to be truthful. It is sinful to lie and deceive others. Matthew 19, verse 9. Christians are not to divorce their spouses for trivial causes. Ephesians 5 and verse 3. Christians are not to commit fornication, adultery, nor acts of homosexuality. They are to keep themselves pure. In summary, Christians are to live after the example of Jesus Himself. Christians should ask the question, what would Jesus do? And then act like Jesus would act. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.